Get your family vehicles ready for summer driving with early Memorial Day deals at Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com for money saver tire and service deals today. Dobbs, with 43 locations, real deals are always close by.
Joey Vitale views things a little differently. Just imagine how he looks at hockey.
Whoa!
This is The View from Vitale, brought to you by Scott Lee Heating Company, a proud Mitsubishi Electric Elite contractor.
It's a Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. Jamie Rivers, Kerry Davis, Andrew Marsh. Let's head to our 101 ESPN celebrity line. Joe Vitale joins us right now. Joe, got a couple of nights off here. It's kind of nice before the Blues take on the Blackhawks. How are you?
Hey, boys, doing great. Yeah, nights off from work. Never a night off, as you guys know, with the little ones over here at CBC Park. My son's got a lacrosse game. Big tilt against Kirkwood, so we're pumped up for this one.
There you go. Nice, Joe. Good. Well, good luck to them. For sure. Joe, obviously the odds continue to be stacked against the Blues. How would you assess the job done by Drew Bannister, given everything that, you know, he took over, the fact that he's taken over a team that was struggling, he's taken over for Craig Berube. Overall, how would you assess the job that he's done?
Well, I mean, listen, if I had to give a grading scale, if that's what you're asking for, whether you're not asking, I mean, to me, it's an A. I think all things considering, I think he's done a phenomenal job. You know, he's put this team in meaningful hockey in March. I know it's pretty slim right now, but up until about a week ago, this team is playing very meaningful hockey. So, you know, you consider that with how bad the Blues were at the beginning of the year. You looked at how he improved the power play. You know, that was the big thing. Craig Berube couldn't seem to get the power play going. Drew Bannister has done that. And quite frankly, you know, Stahls, I think the big picture is he took over for a legend. I mean, when Craig Berube lost his job, you heard the outcry from the city. It was disappointing. And anyone who comes in to replace Craig Berube, it's big shoes to fill. And I think all things considering, like I mentioned, the playoff hockey, the meaningful hockey down the stretch, improved the power play, got this team a really nice home record as well. I think all things considering, I think he's done very, very well for himself.
Joe, the rest of the way here for the Blues, obviously it's an uphill battle. We all know that. Mathematically, is there a chance? Yeah, of course there is. But for you personally, you know, what would you like to see from this team headed down the stretch?
You just compete, Rivs. I mean, individual compete. This is an individual evaluation for a lot of players. And, you know, you talk about the young players. I mean, that's the clear and obvious one. Zachary Dean, you know, has Doug Armstrong seen enough out of him to kind of give him a pencil mark on that fourth line or third line next year? I don't think so. On the flip side, Zachary Bolduc, I think he's given enough to show that this kid is going to be fighting for a playoff spot next year. You know, Matthew Kessel, individual evaluation for him. Can he be a top four? Can he be a top pair guy? You know, can he give Doug Armstrong the flexibility to end up losing a player, a veteran player that you have on the back end, because Matthew Kessel can really fill that role. So lots of individual, you know, evaluations down the stretch is certainly going to be key. But I'm more interested in the individual evaluation of certain players, of looking like even a Robert Thomas. I know it sounds crazy. Sixth season, what do you mean evaluation? Don't we know what he is? Yeah, we know what he is. Of course, the second Blue in the last 20 years to pass that 80-point threshold. We get all that, but I think that they're looking for something else for Robert. They're looking for a leadership role. They're going to see how these last, you know, handful of games go down the stretch. They're going to watch him on the bench. They're going to be talking to the coaches. You know, what's his disposition? What's his attitude like when the game's up, when the game's down? Because this is the future of your franchise, you know, alongside with Jordan Kyrou, clearly. So, yeah, I think that even veteran players, they're going to be keeping a close eye on. They're going to kind of see what we have here.
Joey, whether this team makes it to the playoffs or not, obviously there are going to be some changes next year. If I were to give you one thing, it could be a person, it could be a position, or just one thing that you think this team needs to have for 24-25, what would that thing be?
Man, I would say like a really solid mobile defenseman, Kerry. You know, I think if you ask, you know, different Blues fans and personnel, everyone's going to tell you something different. You know, more secondary scoring, maybe a third line center, fourth line with identity. I think the only clear thing is that we don't need is goaltending. I mean, that's clear across the board. I mean, the goaltending is probably the best, I think, a goaltending AB tandem you're going to see in the National Hockey League. But, you know, to me, a mobile defenseman. The Cale Makars are rare. You're not going to get a Roman Josi. Can Matthew Kessel be that? You know, I think that, you know, imagine a Torrey Krug with, you know, maybe another 3 or 4 inches that can play like a Fox type of game. So I just think that, you know, you look at this team, you look at how they perform this year. One area that's kind of a sore thumb that not a lot of people are talking about, but I was talking to a couple of the players about this on the flight the other day, but the scoring from the defense. I mean, and that's where I bring up a mobile defenseman, someone who can join the rush, someone that could be active. You know, Scott Perunovic, for example, he's certainly a power play guy, but, you know, he still has 0 goals in his career in the National Hockey League level. So I think they just need a little bit more. I think they need someone that can jump in the rush, that can be an offensive threat from the back end. Because one thing is definitely clear when you look at the analytics and statistics of this team, they have not had a lot of scoring from the back end.
Joe Vitale joins us right now on the Fastlane on 101 ESPN. Jamie said in one of the breaks that Binnington might be drawing some votes here for the Vezina Trophy, and typically you don't see that on a non-contender team, certainly that's going to miss the playoffs. That would be a huge indication, Joe, that Binnington is drawing league-wide attention for the job that he's done, despite the fact that the Blues are on the outside looking in, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, absolutely. And that's unfortunate. And, you know, I was talking to Davey Alexander about this a few weeks ago when we were in Ottawa. But, you know, there was a lot of analytics out there with the high danger areas and the backdoor chances. Analytically, at the time, Jacob Markstrom and Jordan Binnington were actually two of the top goaltenders in those departments. You know, you look at goaltenders like a Connor Hellebuck, even a UC Saros, both goaltenders in their own right, play a lot of games, log a lot of minutes, have good goals against. They're on very defensively structured teams, and that's the luxury of them, and that's part of the luxury of getting to Vezina is having wins and putting your team in a playoff position. So it is unfortunate for Jordan. It's very unfortunate because the caliber of a year he's had, the explosiveness, the lateral saves he's made, he's really dedicated his body over the last summer, too, to become more elite of a goaltender, and I think we're seeing that. So I really think that it's unfortunate that the team has put themselves in this position because it could be a really good individual award for him. And, you know, you mentioned Jordan, and I think that the one thing that's continued to be impressive about him is even though the last two seasons, you know, team-wide hasn't been what he's hoped for, look at his attitude. Look at how he continues to show up every single night. You know, I was watching an Anaheim Ducks team the other day, and it reminded me of John Gibson, although we're not in the lineup. But this is a goaltender who is – you clearly is licking his wounds from being a part of the Anaheim franchise for as long as he has because he's a great goaltender in his own right, but he's been a part of really bad teams, and you're starting to see how his attitude has certainly dropped, and he's gotten more and more negative, and it's really starting to kind of compile on John Gibson. So for Binnington to continue to keep his focus and his mental edge throughout this team, throughout their defensive struggles, is another thing when you talk about the character of this goalie.
Joe, you mentioned earlier Zach Bolduc, and you being a former forward and a young guy coming in the NHL, albeit role was slightly different than Zach Bolduc, but you played alongside some really great young players in Pittsburgh when you came in the league. You know, watching him start his first handful of games and to where he is right now, the last couple of games, you know, what have you noticed from him?
I think Zachary's gotten more and more comfortable. You know, you watch him on the game, you see him on the planes, you see him around the team. I think that really for a young player to evolve in this game, it's just about as quickly as you can get comfortable the quickest, right? I mean, you talked about, you know, the struggles of Zachary Dean in the minors. I remember his comment was, I just needed more reps. I needed to get used to it. It's the small things, right? It's always the little things. You know, when you get to a new city, you know, where's the grocery store? Where's the Starbucks? Where's my routine? You know, what is the home buildings like? What are all the away buildings like? It's just about getting used to it. When you get around the league, when you go around the league once or twice, then you start to kind of get more and more comfortable, I think, which is something I think that is going to continue to evolve in his game. But I just think it's just that comfort level. I mean, hockey is a funny sport. There are hundreds of players in the American Hockey League that, given the right opportunity and a coach that likes them, can survive in the National Hockey League. I mean, it is just that close. The margin of error is so finite. And that's where, you know, it's really a player that gets the opportunity and gets comfortable the quickest is going to eventually evolve into this league. And I think for Zachary Bolduc, he's been given the opportunity. But you got to give the kid some credit. He's taken a lot on his shoulders, and he's actually delivered through the opportunity, scoring his third goal the other day. I continue to be impressed with his release. Got a quick little shot, and he's not afraid to shoot it, Jamie, as you know, too. For a young player, I remember a lot of young players playing with Sidney Crosby, getting called up. They were just full of fear because you think you just got to get him the puck. And it's not easy for him. He's playing with Robert Thomas. He's playing with, you know, the Jordan Kyrou's. And instead of dishing it off, he's taking a lot of courage upon himself to say, hey, I get the puck in this area. I'm going to shoot the puck, which you got to give him a lot of credit.
Joe, you talk about being comfortable. One of those young players that has looked comfortable pretty much all season is Matthew Kessel. What have you seen from him, and what did you think about him getting his first goal as a professional player?
Yeah, Kerry, I mean, he's a pro. He's a pro. He was a pro from when he stepped in. He was a player that got the edge, unfortunately. Or actually, I should say Tyler Tucker took the edge on him at training camp. Matthew Kessel was right there till the end. He was going to be the first call-up. They call him up around Christmas, and it was going to be a big test for him because he gets called up, and the Blues are on the road against the Pittsburgh Penguins and a couple Hall of Famers. Then he comes home, and he faces off against Nathan MacKinnon. He's not playing bottom pair minutes. He was playing with Torrey Crew. Keep that in mind, too. So he's going out against some of the league's best, and I think he delivered. And I think that you look at his body, you look at the way he approaches the game, you look at his consistency, everything about him, he takes his career very, very seriously. You know, I think that he's got this ability to be very stoic. I think that you're around him more and more. You start to see the team, and everyone's kind of poking fun at him. We were in Ottawa, and someone joked it. They're like, come on, Cass, at least have a burger today. And he was like, no, I got to treat my body right. So you can tell that the team's already kind of, you know, getting his character, and they're kind of nudging, giving him some fun and poking around at him because he does take his body and he takes his mind and he takes his professional career very seriously. And for Doug Armstrong, you got to love it. I mean, you have to appreciate it. You're seeing how it converts on the game. I think the way he is mobile, the way he can shoot, you're happy that he's got his first career goal. But the one area that they absolutely love about him, and is probably his most important trait, is his ability to take the rush. I mean, this game's getting faster, it's getting quicker, it's getting more skilled every single year. And the rush attack is something the Blues have struggled with at defending over the last couple of years. But Matthew Kessel has got such a great gap. He's got a lot of confidence when he gets up in the neutral zone to take that rush with speed. And he creates a lot of confusion. He creates a lot of offsides by just creating that confliction right at that blue line. And to me, that's a plus because this is a team that, like I said, has struggled with the rush attack against. And he's certainly a player that has helped in that area.
Joe, good stuff. Good luck to your son tonight, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, sounds good, boys. Always a pleasure talking to you as well, and you guys have a great week.
Same. Thanks, Joe. That's Joe Vitale here in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. One of the things that we were discussing with the Cardinals offense is Victor Scott, and Victor Scott's struggling. He's a young player, but he is struggling. Is he a big leaguer at this point? We'll have that conversation next on 101 ESPN.